Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. Let me take you there. Vince in the Bay here on Disorderly Conduct, taking you there via my cell phone tonight. Skype has been acting really, really weird today, to say the least. It's been down all day, and it's I've been having intermittent success with it tonight. I just tried to call. I was just on Mrs. PG's show, and it worked fine. And I just tried it right now. It didn't work. Quick to talk definitely does not work. That I found out. But so I'm gonna have to. I am gonna Skype into this bitch. You bet. Oh, whoa, hello. Now my Blog Talk switchboard is gone. That's lovely. There you go, kids. This is what they want you to pay for. I don't know, man. I really don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. Anyways, what I do know is I want to welcome my early chatters. Exterminans, Melinda, Red and Dirty Radio, and your girl Callie. Great to have you kids here. We're gonna get the program underway here in a second. I first, however, have to figure out my switchboard here. Not figure it out, get it to open. And once I can attain that, okay, here we go. We just do a little flippity-do and a skippity-do and a how-do-you-do. And there we go. Okay, switchboard's back. I'm taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Melinda's in the chat room screaming already about Michelle Hussein Obama. She's saying, God damn that stupid bitch. God damn her for hating America. God damn her for loving Reverend Wright. Wow, Melinda is one of these people that still can't get over Reverend Wright. Melinda, I'd love you to voice your opinion here on the line, on the program. That's what it's here for. It's a call-in show. It works best when people call in. And you can do so at 347-826-7667. And if you don't call in right now, then I will be forced to ramble on about random stuff and play music. As many of you know, this whole Julian Assange, Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, it's WikiLeaks, by the way. So many people call it, I've heard on BTR, call it WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks. It's not WikiLeaks, it's WikiLeaks. Oh, my goodness. So there's a lot of hubbub about this WikiLeaker dude, Julian Assange. And now he's making, like, the press tour. He's, like, the darling of the media now. Insane. He was on, I watched a 24-minute interview with him on Al Jazeera, where he was interviewed by the guy Frost on whatever, I don't know. You know that movie that came out a couple years ago called Frost Nixon, where this journalist, I want to say his name is David Frost. I don't know what his first name is, but his last name's Frost. He's a television personality, famous in Britain and Europe. He's done a multitude of shows, internet shows for years and years and years. And they did a movie a couple years ago, Frost Nixon, based on his interview with Richard Nixon. But he's still alive. This guy Frost is still alive and still doing interviews. And he interviewed Julian Assange for Al Jazeera. It was pretty radical. Melinda says she's going to be doing a show soon. That would be radical. I would be So stoked. I don't even know what your voice sounds like, Melinda. People say you've been on shows, but a lot of people say you're a man. So I don't know, it'd be great to hear what you hear your voice. But and it'd also be great to hear what your take is on Julian Assange. Or anything, if you have something on your mind, give me a call, 347-826-7667. And I have Callie on the line.
What's up?
Callie, are you? Hey, what's up with you?
Not much. Just, you know, decided I would call in like I normally do.
Sweet. What's up? Is there something on your mind?
No, just chilling. Thought I would be like, what's up? Nothing really too exciting.
Have you been keeping track of this Julian Assange guy?
No, but I heard a lot of people don't like him because of the whole WikiLeaks, not links, leaks, with an E-A-K,
yeah.
Not I-N-K. You know, honestly, I think it's bullshit that he leaked a lot of, safety concerns and putting me, you, everyone in America, everyone around the world in jeopardy, giving you these terrorists who are stupid already, ideas. And thankfully that we've kind of, I guess, stopped them in a way, how we're catching the packages from, what's that place called? It's like in Africa. I forgot what it was. From like Africa, from here to here, that kind of thing. And I did like a story in school where we had to like write a 30 second piece on this guy who blew up himself, and he didn't even get close to the car bomb, so he didn't like. So, giving stupid people information is just making them stupider. But I just think he should be held accountable. Because he's putting millions and millions of people in jeopardy.
Okay, how do you know, though? What, have you looked at any of the material that has been WikiLeaked? So how do you know? How can you back up your statement, then? That he's putting you and me at risk. It's all based on hearsay, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about this? Let's suppose that how do you feel about the Iraq War? How do you feel about the Afghanistan War? Do you think they're justified wars?
No, I don't.
And how do you know that?
It's all hearsay. Everyone in America,
yeah.
It's all based on
okay.
hearsay because
okay.
of the media.
All right. Well, let's say somebody on the inside who, of course, had a grudge. Why else would they leak anything? But somebody on the inside, namely, in this case, Bradley Manning, says, I have proof that these wars are not being conducted in a just way and aren't based on lies to begin with. What if somebody on the inside had proof of that and could reveal that these wars were unjust and reveal that the hearsay was true? What if that's possible?
I mean, it more likely is possible. I mean,
you got to take the good
that,
with the bad. You got to take the good with the bad because WikiLeaks Michael Moore's got the biggest boner in the world for this Julian Assange guy than anybody. He helped bail the guy out. He helped pay for his bail money. And a lot of his WikiLeaks revealed stuff about Michael Moore's movies. Namely, one thing that Michael Moore doesn't want to talk about is the fact that his movie Sicko was banned in Cuba because they were afraid that the lower class people would see it and see the healthcare portrayed in the movie and realize, hey, that's not what we're seeing. That's not what we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And they were afraid there'd be a backlash, so they banned that movie. That came out through WikiLeaks.
Hmm.
Yeah. So WikiLeaks was originally supposedly its original investors and conceptors originally were conceived it to try to get leaks from Russia and China, but they've just it's turned into this magnet for intelligence from all sides, and they've been so lucky they ran into this gold mine in Bradley Manning, who released a ton of cables. A lot of this is just communique. A lot of it is just people communicating back and forth, relating conditions in countries that are totally aren't necessarily true or factual or anything disruptive at all. They're just general observations of people on the ground in those particular areas. So it's not necessarily a lot of stuff that's putting anybody in danger. It's not necessarily anything that anybody was over there on the ground wouldn't already know.
That's true. That's possible.
None of this stuff is top secret. It's all just like whatever. It's one of the lowest classifications of intelligence documents. So it's not top secret classified stuff. You know, they go through this stuff. They try to make sure they're not exposing people directly to stuff. But they get their hands on stuff like that helicopter video with that dude blown away, the journalist that he thought had guns. They come up with stuff and you see that stuff, and the thing is the military and the powers that be don't want you to see that stuff because they're afraid, because that's what helped sink the whole effort in Vietnam, is that they started showing all the people coming home in body bags and the real casualties that were happening on both sides, and that sort of turned the tides from just being the fringe sort of young kids who were on colleges who were protesting. He clued in the rest of the populace in on what the atrocities going on, and that was sort of when popular opinion on it just completely just tanked.
I mean, honestly, to be really honest with you, I'm just sick of the whole story. Like, it's always on the news talking about the guy, blah blah blah. There's, you know.
Yeah. Oh, and I have my conspiracies about this too. That this guy, this whole WikiLeaks, now I'm saying it, WikiLeaks thing is all just a big, or big or small, whatever you want to call it, false flag operation. Excuse me.
Our attention away from a certain thing.
Yeah, well, first of all, Julian Assange is supposed to be the lightning rod for WikiLeaks itself. Like, WikiLeaks continues to do what they do, you know. Meanwhile, Assange is being extradited to different countries, and that's kind of like what this interview with this guy, Frost. He said, why are you in England? Why not Sweden? They're trying to take you to Sweden on charges. But ultimately, it seems like the United States is trying to get you to be extradited there on espionage charges. And he's like, well, my lawyers say it's safer for me to be in England than to be in Sweden. And I thought that was interesting because I thought we had a much tighter relationship with Britain, would think we'd have a much easier way of getting him that way, and you would think Sweden would be harder. But apparently, according to him, his lawyers think it's best that he stays in England.
They were trying to find him in Sweden. He at one point was in Sweden, and I think he left because they were trying to find him.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. It's just ridiculous, and it's something that we have to deal with nowadays. And it's just like with terrorism. Like, I know terrorism has been around.
This is one of those things where WikiLeaks is not all they're doing is publishing these things that these government people leak. They're just the receivers. They're not. You know, the people they want to get are the Bradley Mannings, the kid who was in the military who turned over the documents. It doesn't matter who he gave it to. Who cares who he gave it to? WikiLeaks, New York Times, Washington Post, you name it. It doesn't matter. Those people. So, you know, those entities, like the New York Times, published these same documents that WikiLeaks published, and they reacted to them. So they're just as culpable if WikiLeaks is. And I don't know why they're going after Julian Assange himself. You would think they would be smarter and they'd go after the whole operation. They think they can just take him down. I guess he's been for a long time the main money guy. So I guess they feel if they take him down, then it doesn't exist anymore. But I don't know.
Is it still up
like,
anyway?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
I never went to it. I don't feel like that, like, I don't want to say I don't care because, you know, I do care, but I just, it doesn't interest me.
You don't,
you
don't feel like it affects you.
It does affect me, and I know that it does, but, you know, like when you turn on the TV and you're watching the news, the 5 o'clock news, the 4 o'clock news, 10, whatever, 11, and you see all the stuff, you know, a house, you know, was robbed, someone died, blah, blah, blah. It's just random shit that you see every day and that you have to deal with that, you know, now you have to process it. And to me right now, it's just not even the process, you know, state. It's just like, fuck, it's an annoying little piece of shit, you know, talking about it. It's like when they talk about Lindsay Lohan over and over and over and over and over, and they're not getting anywhere. So until something happens, until something completely turns everything around, then, you know, I might care. But, you know, as long as he doesn't, you know, as long as Americans and, you know, people across the world that are safe, then, you know, hey, why not? Yeah, honestly, if people will blow themselves up like Al-Qaeda and Al-Qaeda or how tomato, tomato, you want to go blow yourself, go right ahead, yo. It's just like you're not smart enough to go against us in a way, even though you might have got us, you know, a 9/11. Yeah, whatever. But, yeah, we're watching you. You know, I was going to say something about Sarah Palin, what I was going to say. I was like, oh, and I was even
going to say you can't pass up a chance to take a jab at Sarah Palin, right? You got to get that. Go for it.
Well, it wasn't really a jab at Sarah Palin, but I was like, dear Al-Qaeda, we have Sarah Palin as one of the governors of, you know, she's an ex-governor, but of Alaska. Like, that bitch is smarter than you. I'm just saying, and I don't like her. So,
We found some way to connect Julian Assange to Sarah Palin. So, here, I'm going to play this clip, and if anybody else wants to call in and chime in on the Julian Assange obsession that the media has right now, and apparently the U.S. State Department as well. Feel free to chime in here. The number is 347-826-7667. Callie's here with me. Join us, won't you? How about you, Julian?
To split us off from the support of the press in the United States, the support of journalists. I have a message to them. They're going to be next. And we've seen these statements that the New York Times is, you know, not also being looked at in terms of whether it has engaged in what they call conspiracy to commit espionage. So us journalists and publishers and writers, we all have to stick together to resist this sort of reinterpretation of the First Amendment, and that's what we've seen over the last two or so weeks, the gradual organization of the silent majority to resist a new type of tyranny, a new type of privatized censorship, a new type of digital McCarthyism that is being pushed from Washington. People don't like it.
Thank you very much. that makes you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front, and they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gon' yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? No, they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dog, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle.
Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Alright, it's the Maze. Back with you on Disorderly Conduct. If you want to join me, the number's 347-826-7667. We're moving on here from Julian Assange talk to whatever talk you want to bring up. As long as you call in, the number, once again, you complete idiots who never call me, this is your chance. 347-826-7667. We're going to go straight. I'm still here with Callie. Callie's with me. And we're going to go to the lines, and I think this is Caramel.
Oh, God.
Or not.
Iconic. Be nice to you and be your BFF, but you won't even give me the chance or the time of day. It makes me sad because I think you are a flawless free bitch and I wanna be your boo and gossip with you and eat banana splits but puke them up later because we're watching our sexy figures and talk about boys together.
Yeah,
also,
I'm totally...
Like Iconoclast to know that her number 3 special with no tomato was cold by the time it got to her.
Say that one again. Well, that's it. They're like, that's all they can do. All right. I get it. All right. We have another call on the air. Go ahead. You're live.
Hello?
Yeah, 760. Yeah, that's you. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Callie, I heard that reaction when you thought it was me. What was that?
I knew that you were going to call in.
But he said, oh, I think it's Caramel Queen, and you're like, ugh. I thought we were best friends.
We are BFFs. We're frenemies.
No, we're just friends. Unless you were saying that you want to be my enemy, like, unless you're going to start saying rude things to me.
Well, you do say quite a few rude things to me, so I thought we could just be frenemies and, like, we could do each other's hair and stuff. Because I think you're also flawless.
You're flawless too, fish cunt. What if I ever said that's rude?
About my cunt. I'm a little sensitive. I'm sorry, I'm just a little sensitive.
I think Vince.
All right, ladies, relax. All right, I've got an anonymous message here. This is a message for the pressed bitches in the chat. They should stop being pressed that Chris Brown went to number one in New Zealand on a mixtape with no promo. So the haters need to sit down. Thanks. All right, go ahead.
I think he is. I think he was topping, like, the Moroccan R&B charts as well.
I'm not familiar.
I just think he did come back in the United States with Deuces, but his new song, Yeah, Times Three, is kind of retarded. The only thing, like...
Totally. Terrible.
The only thing I like about that song is, like, you like to drink, so do we. Like, that's the only great lyric in that fucking song.
Oh, it's brilliant, though, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, you're going to get a whole bunch of alcoholics be like, yeah, drinking's awesome. Duh.
I know. I really expected more Miracle Brilliant out of Yeah Times
Three.
All right, shut up, bitches.
For a second, give me a second of my own goddamn program, okay? I've got an anonymous message that God built.
God, Vince,
Bionic.
PMS.
Shut. Give me a second here, please, ladies. Relax. The long program will have plenty of time to get to you, but I have a pending anonymous message that's important. I have to deliver it. The message is that God built Bionica in a day, and then he knew he couldn't top it, so he gave up.
I agree with that.
Here's another one. I'm shaving right now, shaving so it looks clean and is soft and smooth to the touch. All right. If you want to send me your anonymous messages, feel free to do so in the chat room. Just send me a private anonymous message, and I will put it on the air. Or you can call in and deliver somebody else's anonymous message. It doesn't matter.
Vince, people in the chat want shout-outs. I think you should give a shout-out to everyone in the chat.
All right, shout-out everybody in the chat.
Say them.
I'm saying them right now, and that's that piece. Artie Taught Me, Basic Bitch, Bionica. Caramel Queen, Extermian.
Bitch.
Gagaloo, Guest One. All right, I'm getting lots of anonymous messages. It's making it hard to read the goddamn fucking chat room. Give me a second, people. Guest 14616, Iconoclast TX, Infinity Guitars, Illuminati, Kimmy Kun 340, Lady Slugga, Melinda. All right, plenty of messages. Great, super. Thanks, people. Pirate Swoop, Riding Dirty Radio, Sup Bitches, and Your Girl Callie. All right, here's another anonymous message. Ask the women. Okay, women here, I'm supposed to ask if they've got rape fantasies. And if you do, please describe them. Any ladies, let's first start with our panelists here. Caramel, any rape fantasies?
Ew.
Okay. Callie, rape fantasies?
All the time, gang raped.
Oh, wow. Now, are these, gang raped by black men?
No. That didn't turn out very well, by the way.
Oh, really? You tried to... What happened?
It was just awkward. So just no bueno. And moving on with my life.
Can I read two anonymous messages, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
Oh, okay. One of them is not anonymous. This is from Artie Taught Me. Infinity Guitarist Woohoo is so flawless that not only do I need a plate, but I got a bib too. An anonymous announcement. Lady Slugga set the bar so high tonight that I feel bad for Vince.
Okay, I have an anonymous message. Fish cunt is so flawless. Another one is Infinity Guitars is nerd fresh. Nerd fresh. That's a new one. I'm not familiar with nerd
That's
fresh.
That's true, I think.
Nerd fresh. All
right. Definitely nerd fresh.
If you guys want to join us, 347-826-7667. I'm here tonight with the lovely Caramel Queen and your girl, Kelly. We're taking your calls and your questions and your anonymous requests and anonymous messages and or just regular messages. It doesn't matter. Oh, I'm sorry. Are we keeping you up?
No, sorry. I'm just really tired.
Yeah. How about I play some death metal? Will that wake you up?
No. Can you play some Infinity Guitars?
Play they have their own track?
Bells.
Dude,
no.
She needs to send it to me, and then I'll play it. Tell her to send it to me. She's got my email.
Can
if she
I
doesn't.
Play it?
You can play it off your thing?
Yeah. Is that okay?
All right, well, before we do that, guys, we're going to take a break here in a second, but now we have an anonymous question. Ask the guys to call in and tell us if they fantasize about raping a girl. Apparently all men want to rape.
Who in your chat is obsessed with rape fantasies?
There's some sick bastards in my chat room. I can admit it. But I love
them. I have an anonymous message.
Okay.
Caramel Queen is pressed like Iconic class, Dairy Queen ice cream when it falls on the floor and is stepped on.
That's
oh,
flawless.
My God.
So you're like ice cream, honey, and you're just dirty because they step on it? I don't know.
No, they said pressed, not dirty. Dirty
when
is your fish cut, honey. Dirty is
so
your fish cut.
You're on the floor, so that means that all the bacteria is all up on you.
Yeah, just like it's all in your salmon snatch.
Okay, everybody, if you want to join us, 347-826-7667, we are celebrating the 12 days of Christmas. That's right. That's 12 days of XXXmas, if you know what I'm saying.
12th day of Christmas, my slutty, drunk as fuck, cheating piece of shit boyfriend gave to me. 12 STDs, 11 yeast infections, 10 toss hours, 9 lots of licking, 8 Cleveland steamers, 7 Krusty cream pies, 6 sticks of swinging, 5 golden showers, 4 rupee pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 orgasms, and it's warm, come inside my pussy. And that's that piece.
Thank you, very nice.
Okay, I have anonymous message here. Fish cunt is so flawless. Yeah, I know you ask, how flawless is she? Well, she's so flawless that the Army uses her as a stink bomb to carpet bomb. Stink bomb to carpet bomb? Why don't they just use her as a stink bomb? See, that was kind of not a so flawless joke. Anyways, I'm Vince in the Bay, 347-826-7667. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, all that stuff. I'm probably going to do a Christmas show. I don't think I'm doing a show tomorrow. I might not, but I'll probably just troll around to other shows tomorrow night. I'll probably do a New Year's Eve show, probably a Christmas or a Christmas Eve show and a Christmas show, but New Year's, no. Yeah. And with that, let's get right back into the holiday spirit, shall we?
Get down, low ho.
to Disorderly Conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, this is May with you. Disorderly Conduct, the program. I have an anonymous messenger that Caramel Queen likes to glaze her taint in hot caramel sauce and have basic bitch lick it off.
That's true.
What do you think of that, Caramel? Is that true?
Yeah, totally.
So hot. Wow. Do you guys have to get that on video?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Do you want it on video? I can videotape it for you if you'd like.
I don't know. I think you're probably busy with, like, Salmon Snatch Kelly.
All right. So, do you, Caramel Queen, do you like porn? I have an anonymous question. Do you like...
Not really.
Okay. That's an anonymous question, apparently, for the room. Is, does anybody like porn? I love porn. I don't know.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, it's great. It brings me lots of joy and pleasure. I want to thank my chat room for hanging out and going nuts in there. I try to pop in there and check things out, but it's things are just moving so fast. I can't focus. But I can tell you that, and that's that piece is in the chat room. Artie Taught Me, Basic Bitch, Bionica, Caramel Queen, Exterminum, Gagaloo, Girl from Detroit, Guests 1461 and 14656, Iconoclast TX, Affinity Guitars, Illuminati, Jeanette Smith Online. Hey, Jeanette, great to have you here, honey. Jeanette was on the program, a couple of days ago. Maybe a week ago now, I don't know. It was recently. It was great to have her on. Jeanette, I finally got to listen to your show that we talked about on my show about the Football Wives chick. And then I've since your show, somebody did a show on here with the same thing, but with a Basketball Wives. I listened to two BTR shows. One was Jeanette's and one was somebody else's, similar genre. And she was interviewing the Basketball Wives. I'm pretty sure it was the Football Wives that Jeanette was interviewing, one of the Football Wives. The guy's like a tight end for the Cowboys or something. Yeah, that was cool. I checked that out. Kimmy Coon, Lady Slugga. Lady Slugga, I thought you were still doing your show. I don't know why you're here, but... I welcome you nonetheless, Melinda. Always a pleasure. Pirate Swoop, Rad and Dirty Radio, Sup Bitches, Warrior Chad, and Your Girl Kelly. Of course, Your Girl Kelly's on the panel with us tonight, as is Basic Bitch. Or I'm sorry, Basic Bitch is not here in the chat room. I'm sorry, Caramel Queen, who is a bitch, but she's not basic.
I'm not a bitch.
And we have,
I'm a nice girl.
And then we have Lady Slugga.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hi.
Lady Slugga. I thought your show was going on right now.
Yeah, but the fucking switchboard with BTR, they like to fuck it all up. So, no, I'm not there no more.
Oh, yeah.
I
and
think
they
it's
want
a DJ that
they want
to
say,
tonight.
Thank you, baby. Yeah. I'm glad that you liked it. I try to get all the songs that you guys requested. And tomorrow I'll play the other ones that I didn't get to.
Okay, you're awesome.
I like that you guys are good on my show. So
we're always
when I'm
good.
Treated
when
I'm
when
treated
are they
nice and everything's not too raunchy, then I definitely show love.
We're never raunchy.
I think they're flawless.
Let's call them the flawless bandits.
Hence the flawless crew, whatever you want to call it. They're flawless. That's bottom line. I got a I got another caller. We got another caller here. Go ahead. You're on the air. Got another 760 on the air. No? Going once, going twice.
Hello?
Wait.
Hello. Sorry. Are you lurking? Did you want to talk? Your hand's not up.
I was listening.
All right. We'll just put you back on mute then. If you want to talk, put your hand up. It's as easy as pressing the number one. Okay, we're doing anonymous messages again tonight, folks. It looks like I have an anonymous message here for Bionica. Apparently, Bionica's biggest dream is to lick the caramel sauce off of Caramel Queen's taint, but Caramel Queen is selfish and will only let Basic Bitch and Iconoclast lick it. Why don't I get to lick this? Caramel, how's this happening? How do I not get it? How am I not in the mix?
But you get a taste of salmon with Callie. You've had enough.
First of all, Callie's like my daughter, okay?
Then that's pretty
second
sick,
of all, second of all, you have no, you've taken the salmon joke to the end, I think. All right, fine. Whatever. Yeah. Okay, we get it. You think Callie's got snatch that smells. All right, I get it. But can we move on then? Can we just keep that as a given now? We don't have to keep stating that. Do we?
Oh, okay. Well, what about the
What about the rest of who? Of Callie?
Yeah. Her name is actually just Fish Cunt now.
Okay, we're taking your calls at 347-826-7667. I'm your host, Vince in the Bay. We are chopping it up here with my panel. Would love to have anybody who wants to join the disorderly conduct here to please do so. Lady Slugga, so you told me your switchboard freaked out on you.
Yep. It goes completely blank and they can hear me. I could talk, but I can't play no music or answer the phone.
All right. And this is at the end of your show?
Yeah. As soon as I try to go into overtime, it lets me do like two songs and then it cuts me off.
Oh.
So that shit sucks. Alan Levy needs to be told about that somehow or another.
All right. Maybe this is Alan Levy here. We got another call. Let's go. Caller, you're on the air. Yep. Cue it up.
I'm a horny bitch, prump to pump him, prump to pump him. I just got laid in a ditch, prump to pump him, prump to pump him. He drowned me in his cum, prump to pump him, prump to pump him. Oh man, it was so much fun, prump to pump him, prump to pump him, prump to pump him. My pussy is always wet, prump to pump him, prump to pump him. I lost my...
Thank you, very nice.
All right, moving on.
Please?
Caramel.
Okay. Anonymous message. Infinity Guitar is so flawless, she could record her queefs and they would go to number one on the Cambodian dance charts with no promo, etc.
Okay. Moving on. Anybody have any more anonymous messages? No? Okay. If you have any messages you want to share with us, just personal message them to us or call in and share them with us here live on the air.
Sing that Christmas song that you played.
Which Christmas song?
The Pum-pum-pum shit.
I don't know, but I'm going to sample that and I'm going to add that to my 12 days of Triple Xmas.
That was pretty hot. You're not going to, what did you say about the shows? You're not going to have one for Christmas Eve, or are you?
Christmas Eve? Yeah, I think so.
All right, that's cool. I'm probably going to be stuck here where I live because my license is like suspended for the rest of my life. So if I don't get anybody to pick me up to take me home for the holidays, I'm going to be stuck here, even maybe for New Year's. So I have one bottle of vodka that I'm trying to save for New Year's because I'm probably going to be partying with myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll probably have a show then. If I'm here, I'm definitely going to be online. So whoever is anywhere they want to call in and listen to me, I'll play all types of crazy shit if I'm here by myself, and I'll probably be drunk. Is One Angry Jew on tonight? Was he here with you or no?
No.
Is it okay for... Sorry. Can I read an anonymous message, please?
Please do, yes.
Okay. Sorry for coughing. That was really gross. But, okay.
It was.
Yeah, I know. Okay, Vance is so jealous of 760's Christmas song that he had to mute her, and then he realized he was so bionic that he performed auto fellatio on himself.
Okay, is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
And that's that message.
Great. Okay, we're moving into the second hour here. If you want to join us, the number is 347-826-7667. Somebody's said that, Stefani is here. Hey, Stefani, a good friend of the show. Stefani, it's great to see you here. If you want to join me here, the number's 347-826-7667. I'm here with Caramel Queen and Lady Slugger.
You know that Stefani's only 12, right?
What?
No, she's not. She's not.
Yes, she is. I also have an anonymous message.
In
that
dog years.
That answering 760s with their hand down is rude.
What's that?
Answering 760 with their hand down is rude.
Oh, yeah, my bad. No, my bad. I stand corrected. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. Another anonymous message, perhaps? Or not? Oh, here's one. I have one, actually. I have one. Hang on. Okay. I have the announcement message is that Sup Bitches is a Lilo Stan. She is La Bella Vida XO.
Are you sure that she didn't mean Lilo?
Sup Bitches, Lilo Stan. I-L-I, what did I say, Lilo? Lilo, whatever.
Lilo
Stan? Yeah, Lilo
yeah.
Stan.
Yeah.
Sup Bitches is a Lilo Stan.
Yeah, I have an anonymous message.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a not anonymous message from Bionica.
Oh, nice.
Stefani does the Egyptian dance down her street corner while asking for a pharaoh to put her puss in a sarcophagus.
Okay. If you are listening now and you want to join us with your anonymous messages on air, please do so now, or just send them to me in the chat room. I can do it that way too. How come Affinity Guitars never calls in?
I don't know. That's weird, eh?
That's totally weird, eh? I'd like to her to call in. I'd like Illuminati to call in. Oh yeah, I forgot about Illuminati. I got to take care of Illuminati while she's here. All right, ladies. This is for Illuminati. I meant to get this to her a while ago, but so I apologize. I wasn't able to get it. I uploaded it just as the show ended. You missed it, but here it is for you now. Your own C plus C. We'll be right back.
Oh my God.
Thank you. if you shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance, guys. Grab a girl, don't wait, make a swirl. It's your world and I'm just a squirrel. Trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air. Come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will do this too. Party people in the house, move.
Drunk as fuck, cheating piece of shit boyfriend gave to me 12 STDs, 11 yeast infections, 10 toilet salads, 9 lots of licking, 8 Cleveland steamers, 7 Krusty cream pies, 6 sticks of swinging, 5 golden showers, 4 rupee pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 orgasms, and it's warm, come inside my pussy. And that's that piece.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, this is the day back here. I have my ladies here with me in the second hour here. Caramel Queen and Lady Slugga, we're kicking it here. I have a couple of anonymous messages to catch up on here. One is Infinity should put an antenna in her vagina and use it to make a phone call in. Is that the only way she can call into the show? Here's another one. This is for everybody on air, so I guess that's Slugga, me, and Caramel. This is an anonymous question for everyone on air to discuss. What is your favorite sexual position to use while being tied up in a sex swing, and do you like to use toys, and if so, which ones, especially Caramel Queen? Thank you.
Vince, you're so bopping to this.
What?
You're so bopping to this. I'm not Stefani, you know. I'm not an Egyptian hooker.
Okay. Here's another one. Last I remember, I was face down, ass up, clothes off, broke off, dozed off. Even though I'm not sure of his name, he could get it again if he wanted because the sex was spectacular. Oh, 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 oh.
A sex swing, huh?
Oh.
I think it's cool to be comical in a sex swing. You could play catch it.
Have you been in a sex swing?
Yes, I have.
Talking?
Yes, I have.
Really? Really? Is this
drunk?
Oh, wow, even better. Do you have a video of that?
No, unfortunately, I don't have no videos. But, I mean, like I said, you play catch it with the sex swing. That's kind of funny. You know, swing on, swing off.
Yep. Wax on, wax off. Oh, wow, One Angry Jew has got a new icon. I almost didn't recognize you there. Buddy?
I know, it almost looks like his picture on his page, kind of. It's so small.
That's cool. It's like, what, a penguin? I can't tell.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it looks like a penguin, or it could be, I don't know, hell, it could be, from here it could be, you know, so it looks like from here it looks like one of those Hasteds with the big hats on top of their heads. Do you have any of those in where you're at, Lady Slugga? Probably not, huh?
Have what?
The Hasidic Jews, the ones that, like, in the winter, they wear really big overcoats, and they have these huge, like, hats. They look like some of them look like they're just, like, stunt doubles for Abraham Lincoln. You know, you just, like, every...
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
in
probably.
Scranton, where I used to live in Scranton, they used to always walk around with those hats on. But where I live now, no. Where I live now sucks balls. These people out here, ugh, they're boring. Suck. It's like Jurassic Park out here. I think I'm the youngest person that lives here.
Right. Hey, we got now joining us VMAC. VMAC, what it do?
What up? What it do? What it do, Vince? What it do, Slugga? Slugga in the motherfucking house.
Hello, VMAC. How are you?
I'm chilling.
That's good. I'm sorry about the other night. My switchboard.
I'm the laid-back black man tonight. That's why.
That's right. As you always are. So I got to ask you, VMAC, do they have Hasidic Jew communities in Milwaukee?
Nah, not really. Maybe one, and I believe it's in a, you know, whatever a suburb from you is, something like that, and it's not real huge. They like spread out and mingling like with each other. I mean, mingling like with everybody else. Nah, in Milwaukee, nope. It's you got black, you know, white, and let's see the whole thing. Like my own community. Then you know you have, you know, the Latinos on the south side, but nah. That's about it, man. It's a big population of Hmongs up here. They got their own little thing going on. But no, no Jewish. Not too many.
Can I make an anonymous request?
Absolutely. Please do.
Okay, I have an anonymous request for Artie Taught Me. Please strip for us on cam to Chris Brown's current number one single and lather yourself in Vince's warm man cream.
Was that a request or was that just an announcement? I don't know.
No, please strip for us then, Cam. That was a request.
Jerk for them on cam is what they're saying?
No, for Artie Taught Me, please strip for us on cam to Chris Brown's current number one single and then lather yourself in Vince's warm man cream.
Oh, I have to provide the man cream.
Thank you, very nice.
Got it. I can do that. You need it right now?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take care of that right now. Can you repeat the 12 days of Christmas?
Seriously?
Good. That'll help me produce some band dream.
Oh.
Why do you think I play that clip all the time?
I don't know. Do you just play it on repeat in bed?
I play it on repeat when I'm in bed, exactly, when I'm touching myself. Helps me get to sleep. It's great. It's very therapeutic. It's relaxing. It's almost like puts me in a zen state. It's amazing.
That's good.
I think so. One angry Jew asks, why is the Jew quiet tonight? Is this a rhetorical question? What does this mean? What kind of riddle is he trying to throw at us now? Just when you think he got rid of the Jew, he comes for you.
Yes, he does.
Well, I appreciate you being here, One Angry Jew. You're always welcome on the program, of course. Right now, though, I'm hanging out with my ladies in the Flawless crew. We've been passing anonymous messages pretty much the entire show. It's been enough to keep me with a permanent heart on the entire show with no Viagra.
I have an anonymous question.
Yeah.
Why is the angry Jew angry? And do the angry Jew smoke crack?
Does the angry Jew smoke crack?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's something. Okay. He heard it. He's. I'll let you know what he says in the chat room. And angry Jew. The last thing he said was, "I wasn't in your show tonight." Yeah, you weren't. But you're in my chat room now, dude. I still have 40 minutes left. You can call in if you want.
No, he was talking to me, Vince. He was talking to me because I told him thanks for coming to my show because I seen his picture in the listeners panel. And he said he wasn't in my show. So I told him somebody must have hijacked his page because he was there.
Oh, okay. All right. See, that's the thing is, that's what I get for not paying attention to the chat room, really. I just catch things written out of context
I'm sorry. VMAC, do you remember when we first met Vince? And I used to say that all the time. What, is he not reading my other messages? Because he wasn't understanding.
Yeah.
He read the message and was like, what the fuck is she talking about?
Vince fool. He pops up in the chat room and like, yeah, I'm naked. I'm ready. Let's go.
Yeah.
He used to complain that my type was too big or whatever.
Oh, hell yeah.
Everybody's type's too big. So people like One Angry Jew just adopted it. Just say, fuck it, I'm going to make mine big too. And I'm just like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to make mine medium-sized.
Isn't that funny? We all met through PG, and PG just threw in the towel.
Yeah.
Guys, can I read one anonymous message and make one non-anonymous request?
Please do.
Okay, anonymous message is, Stefani's pussy looks like the inside of a rotten grapefruit.
Yeah.
And the request is from Infinity Guitars. Can Vince please play the Ashley and Jessica Simpson duet version of Little Drummer Boy?
Okay. Yeah, I can. That's not Ashley Simpson. That's something else. But I think I have the Jew on here with us now.
Well, you think, therefore I am.
Exactly.
Now, I was not on Lady Slugga's page today. However, last night, was it last night? Last night, I was in chat rooms and kept getting logged off.
Somebody might have hijacked your page then because you were on my show tonight.
Well,
BTR is getting really, really sketched out. As you know, this is not cool. Like, this is making me not want to continue any longer. Period, almost.
I changed my password last night, but I have to tell you something. My passwords, I'll tell you what. Can I read you a password? I'll give an example.
Yeah, fine. Read your password. I know you have some password generator bullshit.
Right. So my passwords are... No one's going to be able to guess them. So nobody hacked my password.
Unless they have software that can regenerate and you know, sort of, you know, reverse engineer it somehow.
I don't know how that would be done. But here, I'm gonna put a password in the chat room. These are what my passwords look like.
All right, do that. Give us your password, dude. And also put your social security number in there and all your credit card info. That'd be great.
That's
yeah,
what my
pet. Yeah, put the credit card info too, and just ignore any like weird charges. That would be awesome.
Yeah, just don't worry about it. We'll get you back.
That's what a password looks like. There's no way that anybody would figure that out.
Oh, that's but, totally just like my password, except without the lowercase d.
Yeah, okay. I don't remember passwords like that. I have a program that does that. But I changed my password.
I have a program, too. It's called My Brain.
Vince, you gave somebody your phone number.
Who?
Well, apparently the whole world yesterday.
Stefani.
Oh. No, I didn't give it to Stefani. No.
Just the cockpit.
No, I tell you what. It was Moxie. Moxie was on my show. She called me. I left a message. She's trying to be – you heard the message. I played it last night. She called me. I called her back and left a message. And then she called into my show and then called in onto another line. Or no. Just called into my show and then, like, played it back over the air. And, like, right when she got to my number, I tried to, like, yell and, like, obscure it. But I don't think it worked. But whatever. All right.
So
I have another call here.
Password?
Yeah. What's the point with your password? Getting back to your password.
It's not my password. I just generated that password. But that's what my passwords look like.
Okay.
So there's no way that somebody cracked my password. If somebody got into Blog Talk Radio somehow, that might be another story. But there's no way somebody hacked that password.
Impossible. All right. I got another caller here. I'm going to go to the 780, or the 787, sorry. Go ahead, your line.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
It's Stefani. Hey, Vince.
Hey, Stefani. How's it going, baby?
It's going good. How's it going for you?
Wow, so much better now that you're here, that's for sure.
Oh, you're so sweet. I can't stay on very long, but I just wanted to say Merry Christmas, and I hope it's amazing for you. And I see the chat is going a little wild for us, so maybe I should call in more often.
Yeah, you should, because I tell you what, you make my loins tingle.
Oh, you make mine tingle too.
Well, we should tingle them together more often.
I agree. You should add me on Blog Talk.
On what?
On Blog Talk. I just made an account. Yeah, I made an account for you.
You made an account for me? I already have an account.
No, I mean, I made it just to join your chat.
Oh, perfect. I love it. Oh, wow. All right, let me
see. Yeah. What is the wire right now?
I have so many. Sorry, I have a real big, large boner right now, and I'm trying to get. I have like 20,000 windows open, so I got to find you here. Are you in the chat room right now?
Yeah, I'm in the I'm in the bottom. I think the last one.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. All right, there you go. Wow, you joined and everything. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You like the bottom? You like being on the bottom?
I like being on the top, baby.
Okay.
Ooh. Excellent. That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. Okay, I'm going to add you as a friend. There's no picture or anything. That's great. But at least you're able to go in the chat. That's awesome.
Oh, I'll upload a picture later for you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Can I spend I'm
sorry?
Can I spend you and call you Dirty Rings?
Maybe later.
Oh.
But that's just for Vince, though. It's not for you.
man.
Yeah, VMAC, don't get any ideas, right, bro?
Who?
Sorry?
Stefani,
how old are you?
Am I?
34. How old am I?
Yeah, oh. You, Stefani, how old are you?
I'm 27.
She's 27, guys. You heard her? In the chat room, they were asking how old you were.
All the people that are calling me a 12-year-old Egyptian prostitute are just jealous that they don't have this voice, this body, and this boyfriend.
Oh, you have a boyfriend? Who's your boyfriend?
You are, baby.
All right.
Just checking. Okay, that was a test. I was testing her, congratulations, honey, you passed.
Thank you. So, I have to go because I have to wake up really, really early tomorrow. But I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and say hi to you.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, honey, and the same to you. Merry, 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 merry Christmas, happy New Year, and call back again anytime. You're more than welcome.
Thank you, baby. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Good night. Wow. Okay, now that I'm pitching a tent here, I got a nice, healthy boner in my pants. I think I might have to relieve myself here on the air. You guys might have to take over the show. Ugh. What did you think of that, Gio?
Yeah, I'm a little bit... nonplussed.
All right, fine. Gio, give us the update. What's going on with you and BCR? I tuned into BC's show, and what I could determine between him licking his lips and talking like,
oh, that is how he talks, yeah.
No, that's exactly what he sounds like. No, he doesn't sound like that. He said something about you though today. No, he didn't say something about you directly, but he said something about the people that had been trying to take him off the air and what an impossibility that is for anybody to do with the most erudite mind on BTR.
Yeah, I think I heard part of that.
God, terrible. It really, you know what? It always kind of bothered me about his speech, but since you pointed it out now, it drives me nuts.
What, that he can't speak English?
Yeah, and that he can't even, speak clearly on the phone or anything. He doesn't even know how to operate a phone, I don't think.
Oh, I think he knows how to operate a phone, but he is a mumble mouth, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Corey with his, God, I don't even know what Corey's major malfunction is. He's got so many minor malfunctions that you add up. But I didn't call them. I was popped into the chat room. It took them a while to notice, and then they just kicked me out. I was in Debbie Daly's thing for a little while listening to that.
I was on Debbie Daly's show tonight.
Well, here's the weird thing about Debbie Daly. Debbie Daly, any information she has, she goes running to the Skype assholes. What's up with that?
Oh, man, I tried going to the Skype assholes show tonight. Terrible.
That was an abortion. That was horrible.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing.
And they were begging me to call in, too. They were so desperate.
Hey, this is Snake, and give us a call here. You want to do?
Because they think that for some reason that people want to hear them talking to themselves. I might talk to you. I might talk to other people on your show, but the show is sort of in mind. They don't have a show. They're just it's sort of as if you just sort of transported into their realm and got a little sneak peek at what they look like. And what they look like is, not all that appetizing.
Well, we got a ton of callers on the line. If not everybody has their hand up. If anybody wants to chime in here and go live with us, press 1, put your hand up, and I will let you into the conversation.
Then I had some guy Debbie Daly's show sent me a private message, something about how he can't go to anybody's radio show that they're not talking about me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't even that active tonight because Skype was offline. And I've tried calling a couple of shows doing Star 6-7.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't hide my number.
Yeah. Skype is... I lucked out. Skype just started working as I got to do my show. I still can't do click-to-talk, though. For some reason, that doesn't work.
You got
to
reboot. That does it to me, too, sometimes. But the I'm calling you click-to-talk, so it sounds great.
All right, good. So I just need to shut down and reboot.
Yeah, that's kind of what does it. The whole... I have that, too. I find sometimes the click-to-talk button's grayed out, and I can't figure out why.
Mm-hmm. All right, I have an anonymous message here. Bianca, I always say Bianca. Bionica is so large and in charge that when she walks from her bed to the kitchen, her thunder thighs rubbing.
All right, what's up with this anonymous message stuff?
Rubbing together her together heat her Alaskan abode for free.
Wow. What started this? It's
pretty elaborate.
This anonymous stuff.
Yeah, this has become a new segment on the program.
I like
pretty much. It's fun sometimes. It's kind of an ongoing thing. It's like, whatever. It is what it is. Sometimes it's fun. You don't have to participate if you don't want to do it, but sometimes it's fun.
Yeah, that's right. So shut up, angry Jew.
Who called me a bitch? Well, look, where's the girl with the vagina poem? We haven't had that. I'd rather have a vagina poem than...
Well, maybe we will have one. Just stick around, buddy.
This anonymous...
I got another caller here. This is basic. Hang on. Okay, 520, you're on the air.
Hello?
Who's that?
Hey, Basic.
Hi, it's me. I just sound different.
Yeah, you sound way different. It's weird.
It's because I'm not using my phone anymore. I'm using
Google Talk. You're so muffled, it sounds like you're transmitting from my brain.
You're using Google Talk?
I'm using Google right now, so that's why I sound different. I don't know if it's this microphone, but...
It's the microphone. It's the microphone and the connection, probably.
Okay. Do you, like, want me to hang up, or...
No. I want you to tell us what's on your mind. Do you have an anonymous message or something, or what's up?
I don't have any yet, but I hope I get some. Some anonymous messages. Okay.
Yeah,
I want people
to
send me some. Is what I'm saying.
All right, I have I have one right now. It's this is an anonymous message. It says that Angry Jew shops at Torrid.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, I have an anonymous message.
Yeah.
Listening to Vince talk. Listening to Vince talk about his boner was like listening to Bionic on repeat for 24 hours straight.
Wow.
And then someone in the chat says hi to Fish Cunt.
Wow.
Yeah, what is it? You're a gay man, right?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Weren't you in the one where I talked about how I don't have a preference?
Hold on, I'm putting my doctor hat on now.
I'm specifically not.
My therapist hat. Can you feel it?
They have hats.
Yeah.
What do they look like?
Explain to me. So
don't they have stethoscopes?
No. Do you have sex with men?
Me?
Yes, you.
No.
You've never had sex with a man?
No.
Have you ever had sex with a woman?
No.
All right, that's leaving out a whole lot of the population. All right, so let's move on.
Have a man ever had sex with you?
No, Kurt. Can I read an anonymous message?
No. You must answer the sex question.
It's not your show.
I already...
Well, it's not your show either.
You no.
Yeah, okay. But right. I'm not the
have
one
you,
trying to run it, so why don't you shut up?
Have you ever been used as a sex toy?
Yes, all the time.
All the time. In what way? Can you explain?
No, I haven't.
You just said all the time.
I thought that was obvious.
No.
I thought it was obvious I was joking.
About what?
About me being used as a sex toy.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Have you ever told someone to stop it? It hurts.
No. All right. So you've never had sex with anybody?
No. I can't hear this other person talking. Who is it?
Well, he asked you whether or not a cucumber would do damage or not. And I thought that was inappropriate.
I don't know. You can try it.
A cucumber?
Hey, first thing you should know, there's almost nothing that's inappropriate on this show. And I have another caller here. I have another caller here. We're going to go to the 111. You're live.
Hello. Can you please stop projecting your sexual feelings onto other callers?
I'm sorry. Continue. Before you continue, though, could you repeat that, what you just said?
Oh, and who's the little girl with the fish cunt?
Okay, before we get to the fish cunt, what did you say first? I missed your question.
Well, can you hold on one sec? Is Caramel up in here?
She is.
Yeah.
Hi, Caramel. Guess who this is?
I don't know. Who is it?
It's Libby.
No, you need to guess first, hon.
It's Shanae.
It's Shanae.
No,
oh,
it's
my
Libby.
God. Hey.
Are you serious?
Hi, Caramel.
Hey.
Hey, like,
I'm
on the phone, too, so...
Hi, Basic.
Hey, Shanae. Wait.
Okay, Ben was back. I just want to apologize for Vince because he's projecting his sexual feelings towards you.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't see how I'm doing
Vince
that.
Vince has been very bad towards Basic Bitch. You're right.
Vince's 2-inch boner is just getting out of control.
Shanae.
How do you know?
Because you told me and sent pictures.
So that doesn't make it true.
Hey, hold on.
My fallopian tubes don't want
Bionica,
you no more.
Shanae, Bionica thinks that you need to hang up because she can smell the Big Mac right now.
Oh.
Wow. All right. All right, before we do that, before this three-ring circus that is disorderly conduct, before we continue, I want to give my shout-outs to everybody in the chat room. Do a little roll call here. Get ready for this, VMAC. VMAC is not in the chat room, so he. This is how he finds out who's listening. We got... And that's that piece. Artie Taught Me, Basic Pitch, Bionica, Caramel Queen, Exterminans, Debbie Daly is now in the building, Gaga Lou, Girl from Detroit, Goofy Bone.
All right, have Debbie Daly call in.
Infinity Guitar. Shut the fuck up and let me finish my roll call.
I need to speak with Debbie Daly.
Oh, that's the second time you said shut the fuck up.
Dead Bionic.
Jew, relax. All right. I'm going to continue. Goofy Bone, big ups. Also, Infinity Guitars, who both Infinity Guitars and Illuminati will call in my dreams tonight, apparently. Kimmy Coon. You know, Kimmy Coon, you're in here all the time. Kimmy Coon, 340. You got to call in one of these times. One of these nights, it's Kimmy Coon 340's turn. Yeah, that's right. Also, Lady Slaga, Melinda, One Angry Jew, Pirate Swoop, Rod and Dirty Radio, and also Something in the Air 1.
Okay, can I read anonymous messages now?
Yeah, please do. Go for it.
Okay, hold on. Let me read the first one. One Angry Jew is so pressed that he should change his name to One Al Sharpton's Hair. listening to Vince talk about his boner was like listening to... Oh, wait, I already said that one. Didn't I? Yeah. Bionica bought Shanae Girl's Christmas present with a coupon in the Planned Parenthood section of CVS.
Nice one. Good one. I like.
Oh, here, wait, I found it. Vince needs to take care of his anal leakage.
Oh,
gross.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I didn't even notice that. I get so carried away here on the program, I don't even notice my own anal leakage.
Anal leakage. What are you on, some kind of new medication?
Thanks.
No, right?
Yeah,
you.
I am, actually. Thanks for reminding me. It's time to take my meds.
That's
right,
always one of the side effects from new meds.
Oh, my goodness. Debbie Daly, come save me. This is just out of control.
Have Debbie Daly call in. I need to speak with her.
Vince slurps apple juice out of Infinity Guitar's ass and spits it into the air to give himself a golden shower.
That's kind of hot. That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Oh, my God.
All right,
God.
Look, I have to put my foot down here. I'm sorry. But
right.
this anonymous stuff has got to stop. I got to hear things about vaginas, not
think.
About cocks. No cocks, just vaginas. No anonymous whatever.
What's wrong with cocks?
I don't want to hear about it.
Hey, Vince. Sorry, not Vince. Sorry, when I agree to you, no one cares.
Everybody cares.
Okay.
No.
Moving on. Go ahead. Do you have another one? No?
Me, no. No, I don't.
Oh, okay. No more anonymous messages. All right, fine. If anybody wants to join us here, we got a ton of calls on the line now. I'm going to continue taking them. I've got my panel here. It's the lovely and talented Caramel Queen, Lady Slugga, Basic Bitch, and, oh, I forgot, who's on the 111?
Shanane.
Okay. Shanane, exactly. We got Shanane.
Shanane, Wallace.
And One Angry Jew, and then we got a couple of people listening also on the line. If those folks want to join the conversation, they're more than welcome to. Just have to press 1. If you press 1, you will raise your hand and be able to join us here. I'll unmute you. The way things are cruising here, I would say it looks like we'll just kind of take this into overtime and see how it goes and just ride it out until BTR crashes and burns again. Yeah, I'm going to take a quick little break here and be back with the fantabulous and flawless panel here. And you know what? If you don't like it, well, then...
I'm podcast right now.
Fuck you with fuck the Jew. And I have another caller here from the 847. You're on the air.
Hi. I was wondering, why do you always play that song?
I like it.
But, like, you always play it.
Should I stop playing it?
Yeah. In my opinion, yeah, that would be a really good idea.
Sweet. I appreciate the feedback. What's your name?
This is Illuminati.
You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, my
God.
Why
would I joke about that? That's really serious.
I know. That's why I'm like, OMFG. I'm really honored to have you here on the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing. My mom's computer crashed, and so I had to call in. And then I heard that fail of a song, and it enraged me.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. Duly noted. And you noticed I finally played some CNC Music Factory.
Yeah, and I really do appreciate that. Thank you.
But you don't like them anymore?
Not really, actually. I'm more of a Supertramp fan now.
God, I can't keep up with you kids.
I know. It sucks, right?
It's impossible. All right, let me bring the rest.
How old are you?
Like how old I am? I'm like 37.
So, like, what year were you born?
1842.
That doesn't sound right.
All right, I'm going to bring on the rest of my panelists. Caramel Queen, Lady Slugga, Basic Bitch, and One Angry Jew. We're all
and I
back
just got
on
angry.
Here.
I'm angry.
Can I read an anonymous message,
Why?
Please?
No.
Yeah, please. Please do. Go.
Okay,
anonymous message.
The message is that One Angry Jew is so bionic that Entertainment Weekly ranked him as the biggest flop of all time.
Entertainment Weekly.
Okay, while we're on anonymous messages, I have one. One angry Jew's small cock is so cocked that a cocky cock cocked all the way home. Also, he is pressed.
That anonymous person seemed pretty cocky.
All right, anymore? I want you to, hold on a second, Basic Bitch.
Yeah?
I want you to do a little role-playing with me, all right?
Oh.
No,
be a
I don't
bit,
do
like,
that
This
shit.
Will be a little bit gestalt therapy. Can you handle it?
This is not chat roulette.
No. I want this to be like a little bit of gestalt therapy. Can you handle it?
No, I can't.
I got the lube. Hey,
right,
Jew, I got the lube. I got the lube right here if you need
Here's what I want you to do. All right. Do you have another chair in your room?
No.
Where are you? Tell me. That'll help.
Why?
This is crazy. Where are you right now?
I'm in my room.
Okay. Do you have furniture in this room?
Yeah.
All right. How big is the room right now?
It's, I don't know. It's kind of big.
How many windows do you have?
One.
All right. Are you sitting near the window?
No.
Okay. Do you have a chair? Are you sitting in a chair?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have another chair?
No.
Okay. Do you have a bed in this room?
Yeah.
All right. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go over to the bed. Take the chair. I want you to put the chair in front of you. Let me know when you've done that. Are you there yet?
Whatever you do, no one cares what you're talking about. So can you just, like, shut up and stop being
depressed? Yeah.
Have you gotten to the bed yet?
Creepy. You've got about a minute to make this go somewhere.
Have you gotten to the bed yet?
Yeah.
All right. Are you looking at the empty chair?
Yeah, now I am.
All right. I want you to imagine that I'm in the chair.
What do you look like? Okay. Tell us how bad you
yet.
Are.
All right,
is this
now.
The sort of thing like you'd be breaking the chair?
All right,
or
thank you. Be quiet. I'd like you're looking at the chair, and I'm in the chair.
Thank you. Very
hear
nice.
My voice.
Just picture like an amorphous blob in your room. That's one angry Jew.
Right,
like that 500-pound thing that smells. That's one angry Jew. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
California, go outside. Open your mouth. Open wide. Stay there. Let me know when it's full. Now, back to basic bitch. Are you looking at the empty chair?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you see me there? You can hear me. Can you see me?
Yeah.
Can you smell
right,
the
cool.
grease?
Now,
can you
I want
like
you to lean forward.
Like...
I want you to lean
I
forward,
smell it.
Basic bitch.
Okay. Okay,
and
I'm leaning.
I want you to put my cock in your mouth, and I want to hear you say, one angry Jew tastes good, as if you had a big cock in your mouth.
God.
Let me hear you do it.
Get the fuck out.
No, come on, you can
ew,
do it.
Ew, why are you cool. so gross, one angry Jew? Why don't you just, like,
bye,
go look at porn instead of creeping
now,
people
did
on
I just gross? Hold on a second. Did I just gross you out?
No.
I think you collectively gross everyone out with your existence, just saying.
Wow, how about that? Okay. Is Debbie Daly still in the chat room?
Yeah, she is.
Debbie Daly, call in, please, because I need to talk to you.
Yeah,
you need to stop
shopping
at porn. It's gross.
All right, basic bitch, I haven't heard you gurgle yet.
What?
I haven't heard you speak yet.
I'm right here.
Well, let me hear you say it.
Oh, I'm not saying that shit.
Why not?
Because, no.
This is gestalt therapy, basic
why don't you
bitch.
Just,
I'm
like,
trying
hang
to.
Up and go to sleep and then try and like,
right, we gotta,
find yourself a girlfriend.
You know,
tomorrow.
We got.
I know it's
yeah,
hard to
exactly.
like waddle outside of your basement, but why don't you give it a try?
Okay. All right. We got 7 minutes to go, and we still have more calls to take, and I want to try to fit them in. Let's go to another 760. You're on the air.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Who's this?
I have a request.
Please, request away.
Can you please hang up on one floppy Jew? That was disgusting.
Did you call him one floppy Jew?
Yes, although that's probably ironic since his 2 inches is probably hard right now, but...
No, the rest of him flops. His gunt is still flopping, don't worry.
Oh my God.
Great.
But no, that's...
All right,
I'm
we,
like,
open, then the rest of his body
way.
Just flops around for the next 30 minutes.
So who's this? Who's our caller? 760 to identify
someone who's
yourself.
Disgusted by one angry Jew and wish you would just hang up.
All right, you know what? You sound like you're on a speakerphone in a hallway somewhere, so you're going to have to correct that situation. It's hard to tell what you're saying. I have another
it's
caller here. Who I'm going to go to another caller here who's on the line. 111, you're on the air. Sorry, go ahead. 111, you're live.
Shanene.
No, that's not Shanene. Is that Shanene?
I don't know.
Yes.
Shanene, what's going on?
I agree with random last caller, to be honest.
Yeah, obviously.
About what? Agree about what?
About one floppy Jew.
Yeah,
one floppy Jew.
One floppy Jew, one spanky Jew, I don't know.
One shitty Jew.
And what? And
there
what's,
we go.
What is your grievance
one
against
BMI
the one fatty
of
Jew?
50 Jew.
I agree, Caramel.
BMI
right.
of 500
settled.
Jew.
Caramel.
Hey.
Why have you long waited to hear my voice?
Pardon?
What?
Why have you, long waited to hear my voice for something?
Why have I long waited to hear your voice?
Yeah.
I wanted to know what it sounded like.
Yeah.
Wait,
did I say that?
Before, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Vince?
Yeah.
Can you please not ask me for my email address and my house address? Because I really don't want your anal tampons for Christmas, so...
Send them to
you didn't appreciate that?
When he can't roll himself out of bed.
You didn't appreciate that?
No, I did not
appreciate that. All right, my bad, Shanae. Next time I'll keep that in mind. I'll tell my assistant to cross that off the list next year. One angry Jew.
I have an anonymous message. Can I read my message?
Ahead. Yeah, quick.
Okay, one angry Jew flopped so hard that Precious lost more than half her weight in the earthquake.
All right, one angry Jew, what do you think of all this mess?
I would like to know why they all sound so gay.
Why does it matter?
Do I sound gay, Floppy?
Well, I don't know what you look like. If you were a lesbian, that would be okay. But I need to know why the rest of them sound so gay.
Blah, blah.
I want to know why you sound so obese. How many packs of Cheetos do you eat in a day?
65, I bet.
Probably.
At least.
The same
amount
of his BMI.
And
the
then he washes it
BMI.
Down with a nice big bottle of bacon grease, and then washes that down with a big bottle of olive oil for the omega-3s.
No.
Thank you very much.
I bet he ingests as many bags of Cheetos as much as his BMI.
Oh,
yeah.
Totally. Which is about 600.
Doubled. 600 plus the population of the entire world.
I know. One angry Jew, are you upset that the only people in the real world that know your name are the ones that work at McDonald's?
I think he is not going to comment on the record any further. He's not saying anything. Or either that or he fell asleep.
No, it's not that I'm not saying anything. It's just that I didn't find it funny. If I found it funny, I'd let you know.
It wasn't supposed to be funny. I was asking a question about how sad your life is. Just saying.
Okay. All right, folks. We got 2 minutes to go here. If you want to join us. It looks like things are getting pretty heated here. If everybody wants to stick around, we can go into do this in overtime if you'd like. Let one angry Jew have it out with all the flawless crew and friends. Lady Slugga, how you doing? Are you hanging in there?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I'm about to get out of the chat room though.
All right. Okay. Great. Well, we got 2 minutes to go. If anybody else wants to join us, it's 347-826-7667. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. As per usual, it's my pleasure to have you here. The number is 347-826-7667. And I'm Vincent DeBeas, Disorderly Conduct. We're going to do this again tomorrow night, maybe. I'm going to the Sharks game tomorrow night, so I might be on late tomorrow night. I don't know. If not, I'm sure when I get home, I'll troll onto BTR somewhere. But you can catch me normally 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Atlantic, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Big ups to my panelists tonight, Lady Slugga, Caramel Queen, Basic Bitch, and Shanae, and of course, One Angry Jew, and everybody else that called in and chatted. Debbie Daly, nice to have you in the chat room. We're gonna do this in overtime here. This has been pretty fun. We'll see how far this takes us. If you're interested, check out the archive to see how it went or didn't went. I'll check you out later. I'll probably be over at some other random show, whoever's still broadcasting late night. So check me over there on the flip side. And as always, keep the faith.
Thank you, very nice.
Pretty much cleared the room, Jill. All those chicks left.
I can't take it anymore. I spoke pot in my life. I sat in rooms and watched televisions and heard voices coming out of them that weren't there. But
right.
I can't do this anymore. It's terrible. We have lost the focus.
Who?
You, me.
Oh, really? Really? The focus?
We have lost the focus.
Okay.
How so?
Because it's just anonymous crap. Go on and on and on. It never stops.
I love it. I think it's fun.
Are you doing any kind of...
It's like a running joke. I think it's great. It comes and it goes. It doesn't happen every night.
Oh, I think it's horrible.
All right, duly noted. I had a lot of listeners, though, so I can't complain. And I think it's fun. I like reading them. But I did lose.
Know.
I did lose some people on it, though. Jeanette Smith came through. And while we were doing that, and she was like in, and she was kind of like hanging out, and then she was like, all right, peace out. So, yeah, there's something to be said for it. But I don't know. I like humoring those kids, and you know, it's better that they're on here hanging out, you know, and not getting STDs or robbing.
Oh no,
you
I
know,
think
like
I want them not getting STDs.
Or...
I think it might help them.
Oh, hey, come on, man! It's like reliving your youth.
No. I'm sorry.
And you know what?
That's a bad.
You know what? I hate to break this to you, but you know what? Your 3-year-old one day is going to be their age.
Yes, but he will have more brain cells functioning at that point, not less.
Yeah, it's your job. It's your job to make sure that happens. But yeah, there you go. That's the future, kids.
I find that scary.
Debbie Daly is trolling right now. She's over at Iconoclast. Yeah, it's good. All those kids are doing their show right now. They all have their show going on right now, so...
I'm just really not enjoying that.
All right. Well, you know what? You can come on when we're not doing it.
You're always doing it.
Oh, we're not.
They've taken over your show. This is like a bad acid trip.
No, you're right. Today they did. They hung around the entire show, which is kind of weird because. The whole charm of them is they were like this flash mob that would come through and like
right,
stir things up
on,
for
right,
a little
I'm
bit.
Gonna,
but
I'm
you're
gonna
right,
help.
You're right. It became the entire show. It should be like
I'm going to help you out.
They should almost be like a segment, but not
that's,
the entire show.
That's right.
Right.
That's exactly right. Because when they hang out, then you get to really get a good look at them.
Yeah.
And I don't like what I see. They're okay. Small pieces. But when you got them on there for a long time, it's just you want to take an ice pick, stick it in your eye.
Icono is doing politics right now. That should be interesting.
What kind of politics?
Gay, like it or not.
Yeah,
well. Call in and chat about whatever, music discussion and more. But I'm not listening, but I'm in the chat, and Debbie Daly is saying she's not going to call in because she doesn't talk about politics. So he must be talking. About something. Maybe don't ask, don't tell. Still, he was talking about that for a while.
Debbie Daly's nuts. Debbie Daly, who's got some kind of red phone to the Skype assholes, can't figure that out either.
Well, she promotes them on her Debbie Daly network.
Well, there's something wrong with her.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of sad when that's the highlight of your roster, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm not getting it. Wow, the new BlackBerry something, and I just missed it. Shit.
What?
A new BlackBerry. I'll have to go on the website and look. Let's see. So I'm looking at what's live right now. Can good sex make you stay something or other? Marcus Miles. A gay old time. Open mic. Pinko the Bear. I don't even know what Pinko the Bear is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They named a show after me. It's called Vince's Anal Leakage. Have you seen that?
No.
Who did? And it's described as a show about flawless things, but it's called Vince's Anal Leakage.
All right. You're heading down a slippery slope here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They sucked in everybody. They sucked in a girl from Detroit. She's
what?
She's saying. Huh?
There's...
Wow. Pirate Swoop came up with a show named Vince's Anal Leakage. That's wonderful. I'm flattered.
And what is that?
It's apparently where all those people that were in my show went to.
All right. You didn't like my gestalt thing?
Nah.
Yeah, but the point was, did you
notice they couldn't appreciate it. That's for sure.
I understand that, but did you see that I disgusted them?
How?
All they talk about is stinky pussies. This bullshit, right? And here I do this, and they say that's disgusting. How funny is that?
Mhm.
Debbie Daly. All right, and end your show and go troll. Go troll. Go forth
yeah,
and troll.
I'm totally going forth and trolling now as I'm ending my show. Thanks, Drew, for coming through.
Right.
Thanks, everybody else, for listening. And we'll do it again sometime soon, maybe tomorrow night, maybe not, but probably for sure on, I think I'm going to do a Christmas Eve show. I don't have anything planned for Christmas Eve, really. I mean, I'm hanging out with family and stuff. But Christmas, I'll probably do a show. And throughout the week, try to do it at 10 p.m. Pacific right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm going to go to bed because I'm fucking wasted.
Thank you very much.